Dr. Timothy Schaefer is here from K-State's
Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy and the Department for Communication Studies. Look at this. Tag team. Hey.
I knew where I was not headed with that, didn't you? I did.
You know, and I can save you some trouble. You know, ICDD is
ICCD.
ICDD.
ICDD.
Not to be confused with NICD.
Okay.
Or the wonderful organization that provides lots of free resources called NCDD.
I know nothing of those.
Part of the problem is that a lot of this work is, right, they all use the same words in some variation or so. Ours is Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, ICDD. Mm-hmm. It's the National Institute for Civil Discourse, NICD. And then NCDD is the National Coalition for Dialogue and Deliberation. This is where my life starts to get complicated, and we all live with acronyms and things like that. But it's exacerbated by being somehow connected with academia, and then also these are also words that you don't want to say a lot fully.
So. Well, we've also had in the news lately ICBM in terms of North Korea, but then there's also then the IMPEACHMENT. That has been dominating the news cycles.
Yeah, you know, the acronyms will get you. Just talking about the North Korea stuff for a moment, is an interesting scenario. There's speculation of when, right, if in the next couple of days or maybe a little bit longer, but
we'll get to that here in just
A little bit. Exactly. It's one of those things that, you know, you don't know how extensively to take it, and it's a striking reminder that, you know, the stuff that's at the front of your mind may not actually be all that's going on.
We're going to be going to the phones. Our first caller of the day is Robert from Manhattan. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Dr. Timothy Schaefer.
What a wonderful presentation. Thank you as a listener for widening our horizons. And thank you for dealing with the train wreck in Topeka, the legislature, and from the things that they will process after being touched by you will affect people in the state that you will never meet. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Yeah.
Well, you hope that something resonates with the legislators.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. I think that's one of the points. The NICD has done this workshop called Next Generation for a number of years with these legislators across the country. And I was alluding to in the first segment, right, in Maine, they really found it as a way for them to collaborate and kind of work through. There was particularly during some of the previous sessions, they had a governor who was really confrontational with the legislative body, regardless of party. it's a Monday.
It's a play on words, and it's Monday, and we've had worse words uttered when the microphones have not been turned on.
I'm sure. I'm seeing a head nod across the way. But the fact is that, you know, this is one of these very intentional efforts to, frankly, kind of humanize a little bit of, like I was saying before, why do people get into this? And it's really easy to lose sight of that, and that informs and shapes people as they commit. You know, for most state legislators, these are part-time jobs that really take a lot of time. And I mean, even though you're only in session for a period, like you are spending basically year-round kind of in the midst of this stuff, whether you're actively doing it or in kind of more of the sideline mode. But the next-gen workshop has been really exciting. And I think seeing potential impacts both short-term and long-term. And that's, you know, as the caller was noting, the hope is that it can last longer than that moment, right? It's not a one-off event that is just kind of interesting or maybe kind of curious or wasn't that nice, but really saying what are some of the sustaining efforts that we want to build internally there for these members to be able to kind of sustain that conversation and frankly build on it, right? So it's not just how do we keep this one experience alive, but really how do we use this as a launch of potentially something much longer. So that's the hope. And, you know, like I was alluding to at the very beginning, it's wonderful when people will come up to you and be like, oh yeah, heard you, or when I've done work in other places, like, yeah, thanks for doing that kind of thing. A lot of this is hopefully it gets to the place to where it's just kind of residual, right? And you don't necessarily have the connections to an individual or something like that, but just seeing it potentially kind of get embodied and practiced in some ways is really, you know, frankly, one of the hopes.
I think one of the things that, you know, you can look at it from a local level and talking about the ability or the opportunity to visit with legislators mm-hmm. on a local level is really exemplified in what Riley County Commission does. They have their annual legislative session yeah. that invites all the legislators that have part of their districts that are in Riley County to talk about issues that are important to them.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of the LAVTR, the local ad valorem tax relief program mm-hmm. that you know, the state of Kansas has not been providing those monies.
Right, yeah.
And we have seen really, and I'm not going to mince words on this because I think it's almost Herculean what Commissioner Ron Wells has done and has finally gotten some ears listening in Topeka with mm-hmm. the governor's office and trying to get those monies back, because that's, you know, $2 million or so a year. That's four mills.
Yeah.
And you know, and your property taxes have gone up a lot in the last years. And if you wonder why, that's one of the problems. Mm-hmm. That's one of the challenges. But that's a good example, and I think that that's something that more counties should attempt to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that example is an interesting one too, because it's not just one party, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so this is also where I think the reminder of and the frustration of a lot of politics is us them, right? If you're in the majority, right, then you feel pretty good about things, maybe generally speaking. And if you're not, then you know the alternative and vice versa. But there are, I mean, functionally, right? Democracy requires people to, you know, have some voice in the process. And for us, right, it's through these legislators mm-hmm. and by and large, and being able to see those connections between how these people are thinking and functioning and voting connected back to the places that they represent, right? And so, you know, for a place like Riley County, thinking about it across the board of what are the implications of, frankly, not getting money back for through this taxing structure that, frankly, is supposed to be here. And it's only been through these very intentional efforts, my understanding is, right, mm-hmm. that it hasn't been for a long period of time with implications. And so that's, you know, that's when I remember when we were talking about local elections and actually this last election cycle, talking about the impact of taxes and sales tax in that particular case, right? These are things that are across the board and are more impactful for communities rather than saying, is this going to affect this party or that party? And I think that's where we need to be more in a functional kind of way. It's just we've kind of lost some sense of that. And I think that's a frustration for a lot of people, because then you lose that bigger picture of why these people are potentially working. But it's easy to, because the way that they also talk to and about one another is in these kind of frames of reference that are not helpful.
The Manhattan-Ogden School District Board also mm-hmm. had a similar gathering with legislators, and they talked about, you know, the Juul mm-hmm. case and vaping and such. But there are a number of topics, and you know, when you talk about those meetings with the state legislators, it's the county and the schools
yeah.
that have most engagement
mm-hmm.
and most at risk when it comes to decisions made in Topeka.
Yeah, and this is where, like, you know, these issues, this cuts across the board, right? And so most of kind of governing is not front page, super flashy, it can be controversial, but in maybe different ways than we're accustomed to. But like this is where it's really important for people to be able to understand the complexity of the issue and realize that it's not always kind of the us them internal kind of dynamics that are playing out. But you know, when we're talking about, like, you know, vaping, for example, and the implications there, right? There are a lot of factors. These are complicated issues that you can't just do certain things, right? There are commercial interests, there are health issues, you know, the schools and the local communities, they have questions as well as the broader public, and we need to be able to kind of navigate that in more kind of constructive ways and realize that, you know, the National Institute for Civil Discourse, for example, is working on work around surprise medical billing. That's not on the front page of a lot of people's lives.
Boy, that's big, though.
But exactly. So,
and
but
once you, with your recent experience, well, you can tell that story.
Well, absolutely true. I mean, because when I had my health scare and the whole incident, I was out of state, right? And so there was this big question of, like, oh gosh, how's this going to go? And And it's like, it's still, right? We still, you know, we get that this is not a bill statements all the time. And you're like, oh gosh. But you can realize where this totally wrecks people's lives. And so where that type of thing is better understood and known, then like, I think that becomes a significant thing, because it's again, it's not a front page thing, but it's impacting all sorts of folks. And if you haven't, right, you know somebody who has, or you probably will in some way. And so being able to navigate that and look at whether there are some intentional efforts that could be made by legislative bodies. That one's a national kind of issue, but like you can use it scaling down, that can be really impactful for people, and that's real.
Let's take our next break.
Yes.
And when we come back, we'll talk about that other I word thing, I guess.
Yeah.
It's becoming an I word. All right?
Yeah.
Bad word? Is it? I don't know.
E. It's words.
Dr. Timothy Schaefer, ICDD from Kansas State University. And we'll continue our discussion on politics, local and national, and who knows where we go from there. Next on KMAN's In Focus.